A lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center is our topic for this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Matt Staver of the Liberty Council. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. First of all, for those not familiar with it, tell us about the Southern Poverty Law Center, and then tell us why you're suing them.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center is an organization that goes back a number of years, and it got its fame, if you will, during the civil rights movement when it went after some Ku Klux Klan organizations that obviously were targeting African Americans. But then it decided that that was no longer its cash cow, and it decided to move into the LGBT arena. And as part of that, it began a website that created a so-called hate map with so-called a hate list. And at first they put on there the different organizations that you might consider hate groups, such as the Ku Klux Klan, the Aryan Nation, some other violent organizations that actually encourage or engage in or participate in violence, physical bodily harm. But then they began to add organizations that they included as hate groups that are not hate groups at all, that are not violent, that are absolutely opposed to violence, that are peaceful, law-abiding organizations, but with which the SPLC disagrees on several issues, either on the issue of abortion or on the LGBT agenda or same-sex marriage. If you are not in agreement with the SPLC and its radical agenda in those areas, then oftentimes you're listed as a hate group. Or it could be immigration. Unless you're in favor of open borders, you could find yourself on that list as well. And even some of the organizations that focus on radical Islam and that are opposed to jihadist violent activities, then you could be on that organization's list. But they don't put on there the radical left organizations such as Antifa and some of these other organizations that do actually encourage violence. The problem, as you know, when an organization like Liberty Council or D. James Ministries is put on there or any other organization in terms of the Family Research Council, American Family Association, and so many others, that also has consequences both economically as well as reputationally because people then associate you with these violent groups. And then finally, and most tragically, it can have a serious personal effect as well. As we know, someone who went to the website of the SPLC targeted for murder people at the Family Research Council's Washington, D.C. office solely because they were erroneously listed on there as a hate group.
Yes. In fact, I covered that story for D. James Kennedy Ministries, as you mentioned, one of the groups listed as a supposed hate group. And we, by the way, are suing, as is Liberty Council, and God bless you in that. But just real fast, I wanted to say that the fellow who was convicted in a court of law for this attempted terrorism, domestic terrorism, he had in his pocket the names and addresses of three separate organizations,
right.
Family Research Council being one of them. Thank God he went to Family Research Council first because there was a trained security guard, office manager, Leo Johnson, who heroically saved the day, got shot in the arm as he tackled the fellow, and no further bloodshed was committed. But I talked to this lady, and you know her, from the Traditional Values Coalition, Andrea Lafferty, across
right.
town. If they had gone to her place, she said, and I interviewed her about this, she said it could have been a bloodbath, you know, so
right.
it's scary, and yet they did not apologize for this.
They never apologized, and this individual, Floyd Corkins, Jr., the third, Corkins is his name,
mm-hmm.
the third, he actually confessed, and it's on videotape, to the law enforcement that he was motivated to do this act of violence
mm-hmm.
because he found the list of this organization on the Southern Poverty's hate map. And that's why he targeted them. And he brought Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and the reason why he brought Chick-fil-A sandwiches, he was going to rub the Chick-fil-A sandwiches into the faces of the dead corpses after he killed them. And the reason he chose Chick-fil-A is because Chick-fil-A's founder was on a radio program sometime shortly before that, saying that he believed, according to the Bible, that marriage is between a man and a woman. And that was when the big Chick-fil-A boycott happened, which actually backfired. That was in 2012. And then, of course, we know in 2017, another person who was a follower of the SPLC attempted mass murder again at the Republican baseball practice in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, he was stopped by the security guards of Representative Stephen Scalise. And Representative Scalise was seriously injured in that gun battle. But again, you would have bloodbath there. And again, there's another link to the SPLC.
Yeah, and it's so interesting what you were saying earlier, about maybe 3 minutes ago, where you were saying how they will label, the Southern Poverty Law Center does, groups that eschew violence, say no to violence, while on the other hand, giving a pass to those groups that actually engage in violence. That's crazy.
Yeah, just like the Antifa. Antifa and other organizations are intentionally engaging in violence. CARE, that organization has been an unindicted co-conspirator in the so-called Holy Land trial out of Texas involving financing terrorist organizations. And these organizations are not touched by the SPLC. And they say, well, they only monitor right wing. Well, you know, if you're going to be listing so-called hate groups, there is no right or left. It's do you or do you not encourage or engage in or promote violent activity against another person? That's really the criteria, and that should be fairly simple. And it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. That should be the criteria. But they are so discredited because they only monitor what they call the right, and then they lump in nonviolent organizations that they know the consequence has been people have tried to commit mass murder, and they still do it. They lump them in with other known violent organizations, and they do that on purpose so that the general public and the media will ultimately speak of the two groups with the same breath. In fact, every year they put out this how many hate groups are in your area or in your state. And the pictures will be the swastikas, the KKK, the violent type of organizations. And then they'll list, oh, by the way, and there's the D. James Kennedy Ministries right along with them. There's Liberty Council right along with them, FRC, AFA, and so many others. And it's a false association that's frankly dangerous and defamatory.
Yeah, and, you know, by the way, when it was interesting what you were saying about labels, right versus left and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, the National Socialist Party, that is the Nazis, were closer to the left, you know, in the big picture of things, as opposed to the right. I mean, conservatives believe in limited government and so forth, and then and don't fit that. But tell us about your own organization suing. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, there's also, you know, there's an organization. In fact, I came across this organization when the New York Attorney General used one of these individuals as a witness in a case regarding abortion picketing. We ultimately won that case. It's still up on appeal, but we won below. And this lady has been the longtime spokesperson for the Communist Party USA. Now, if you go and do research on the Communist Party USA, it advocates the violent overthrow of the United States of America by arms, with force. And it also advocates that once the U.S. is overthrown, that in fact there ought to be a lifting of any, there ought to be an imposition of martial law, and anybody who opposed them should be punished for a period of time. And after they're finally punished, then maybe some semblance of law. I'm not kidding you. That organization doesn't even come close to being put on the SPLC's website. So I know D. James Kennedy Ministries has filed suit against the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes.
And we filed suit also against GuideStar because they at one time used the Southern Poverty Law Center's logo and listed it on 46 organizations on its website and said these organizations have been classified by the SPLC as a hate group. They're intent, obviously, for this president of GuideStar, who is a very activist, socially liberal, pro-abortion, pro-same-sex marriage individual who has brought an activism component to the GuideStar organization, was to financially harm the ministries that they listed. So that's why we ultimately filed suit. I know the Southern Poverty Law Center also is in a situation where they became counsel on a case against Liberty Counsel, and they are trying to use that as a method of coming after Liberty Counsel. We also know that Mark Potok, who was a former spokesman and the editor of their intelligence report.
Is he not with them anymore? Mark Potok?
I don't. From my knowledge, he still edits their intelligence report. I don't know what role he has with them, but he's had a significant high-level role in the past. And while he had that role, there's video that we have of him speaking to groups and say that the media generally considers us to be an organization that tracks hate groups. He says, I want to make it very clear that their intent is to destroy groups like the James Kennedy Ministries, Liberty Counsel, anybody that they classify as so-called hate groups. The consequence of that is not just physical, but the consequence of that also is economic, and that's their ultimate goal. And as a result, SPLC has been working with Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other social media sources to ultimately censor any of the groups that are on the SPLC hate list. They've also worked with some of the credit card processing companies, PayPal and others that do credit card processing, to literally shut down these organizations. I know, for example, Prudential Insurance Company, people that work there have been able to give a matching contribution to different organizations of their choice. Up until now, they won't allow a gift to go to Liberty Counsel and others because they're on the SPLC hate list. And you can go on and on. The Alliance Defending Freedom is also on the SPLC hate list. And because of that, ADF and Liberty Counsel, as an example, we are not able to participate in the Amazon Smile program, where someone makes a purchase and selects an organization, a certain percentage of their money, of their own money, can ultimately go to a particular ministry of their choice. I also know, for example, that Discover Credit Cards has blocked contributions by individuals to organizations that are on the SPLC hate list. So in other words, if you have a Discover credit card and you wanted to go contribute to some organizations, I know one particularly in Pennsylvania, a pro-family organization, Discover credit cards / Diners International, they will not allow your private choice of a transaction to engage with that ministry because they're on the SPLC hate list.
You're kidding me. You mean, in other words, like if somebody wanted to, let's say, make a contribution to D. James Kennedy Ministries, and they had a Discover card and they would be prevented from doing so just because Discover makes this Big Brother choice along those lines?
Yeah, that they don't want to provide any interaction with that organization, even though you are the cardholder and you're making the choice.
It's your money.
It's your money, and you're making a choice to electronically transfer it to another organization, either by contribution or to purchase something on their online store. They block it. The credit card company actually blocks it. And that happened to the American Family Association as well. So, I mean, these are some serious issues. I think, frankly, in addition to legal action, there needs to be legislation, because think of it this way.
We have about 10 seconds left.
If you have a radio or a television program that you're bringing into your home, you can't just get that turned off or your telephone turned off because the organization doesn't like you. It should be the same way with these super information highways like social media or credit cards and other kinds of things as well.
Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, LC.org. Thanks so much, Matt, for being with us. All the best.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.